As we just heard, Paramount's recent merger with Skydance is fueling major concerns about editorial control at CBS. At the same time, Paramount is engaged in a battle with Netflix to buy Warner Brothers Discovery. Paramount's most recent bid was rejected in part over financing. But today, Larry Ellison, the father of Paramount CEO David Ellison, personally guaranteed $40 billion as part of an effort to revive that bid. But Netflix's proposed $83 billion offer is still considered the favorite for now. Talk of this deal has triggered widespread fears in Hollywood about what this could mean for the creative industry. Our senior arts correspondent, Jeffrey Brown, gets some perspective from one of the leading unions. It's part of our arts and culture series, Canvas.
One key opponent to the deal is the Writers Guild of America, whose members have a lot at stake. Joining me now is president of the WGA West, Michelle Mulroney. And thanks so much for joining us. Now, you have come out strongly opposed to this deal. What's your chief concern?
Our members are very concerned about this merger because we've seen in the past that mergers always promise benefits, but they inevitably lead to fewer jobs for industry workers, mass layoffs, and diminished competition in the marketplace.
What have you seen in the past that causes that?
We only have to look a few years back to the Disney and Fox merger, where there were a lot of promises that this merger would mean more production, more programming, but in fact the opposite has happened. In 2016, pre-merger, these two entities were putting out about 25 movies a year, and last year they only put out 14. So that's just an example of the way that unfortunately these mergers and acquisitions often cause contraction in the marketplace.
So how would that play out, do you think, or how do you fear it might play out in this specific case? Would HBO go away? Would there be fewer theatrical releases? What's the worst fear here?
Yeah, there are several fears. I mean, you know, obviously Netflix is in a pole position here, it seems, for this potential merger. And, you know, they're the biggest streamer out there with 300 million subscribers. And for them to absorb HBO Max and HBO, we just don't know if the HBO that we've all come to know and love would survive a merger like this. Anytime there's an increasingly small number of creative gatekeepers getting to decide which projects are writers' right, which stories get told, and what consumers get to watch on TV streaming or in theaters, that's of concern. We anticipate potentially less variety, and certainly we're concerned about the theatrical exhibition business, which has been, as you know, struggling since the pandemic to find its footing again, and what this acquisition might mean for them.
Could it not be argued that Netflix, of course, has a lot of money, that it certainly has created all kinds of programming? Could there not be more opportunities, not less, with its resources?
It's hard to say, but again, based on mergers we've seen before, that's rarely the case. You know, there's often a lot of talk of 1 + 1 = 3, but in our experience, it's more like 1 + 1 = 1.5. Yes, they have a lot of resources, and now potentially getting into the theatrical business, we'd have to see how that plays out. We know that their core business, which has been very successful, of course, has relied on all of us staying at home on our couches, watching the scripted programming. You know, are they suddenly going to want us all out in movie theaters? How are they going to handle theatrical windows, that time frame between when a movie is in a theater and when it appears on a streaming platform? If those windows are short, as they have been for Netflix, around 17 days, that doesn't give a movie a chance to perform and find an audience. So we're very concerned about the long-term effect on theatrical exhibition of this potential merger.
But those long-term economics of the industry that you're talking about, those have been happening and those continue either way, don't they? The shorter theatrical releases, the move to more towards streaming?
They don't necessarily have to. I mean, there was a time when the movie business, the theatrical business, was doing better because we had more robust theatrical windows of, you know, 45 days, 90 days. This trend doesn't have to continue this way. I mean, we don't even think that it's inevitable that Warner Brothers has to be sold. I mean, this is a situation where Wall Street prefers that companies give their money to shareholders rather than investing back in their businesses and trying to compete. We don't believe that mergers are the only way forward. We don't necessarily believe that Warner's needs to be swallowed by another major competitor who would then control an alarming amount of market share.
You know, just for larger context, I mean, the last time the world was focused on your members was a couple of years ago during the strike. What's been the aftermath of that for your members? Of course, there was the pandemic as well. Where do things stand right now?
It's been a very complicated time for our industry. Of course, we made really, really important gains and wins in that five-month strike. But since the strike, not because of the strike, but since the strike, we've seen a real pullback in spending in this industry where less is being produced. You know, we've seen almost a 40% decline in jobs in episodic television, for example. And so it's been a very challenging time for our members. So at a time when there's already more, you know, this contraction in our business, I think we can ill afford the risks of a merger and what might come from that.
Paramount may still come back with a new hostile takeover attempt. Do you have the same concerns over that potential deal?
Yeah, our concerns aren't buyer specific. Our feeling is that whoever wins here, writers stand to lose. So each merger brings its own concerns, but overall, just an anti-competitive environment, an anti-competitive creative marketplace is something that should be of great concern. And of course, we hope that there will be a robust regulatory process looking at this.
So how does this end? Warner does want a deal to go through. You want regulators to block it altogether?
In an ideal world, that's what we're pushing for. We're meeting with congressional committees and attorneys general to really ask them to, you know, do what they're supposed to do, ask the hard questions, go through the antitrust process, and look at the downsides of, as I said, any single entity controlling this much market share. I mean, the Kroger's merger in the supermarket world was blocked, and you know, in the publishing world, the Penguin merger was blocked as well. So it's kind of, you know, it's not like they can't do this. They have done this in the past, and so we're very concerned that the proper attention needs to be paid on the regulatory level for this.
Michelle Mulroney of the Writers Guild of America West, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for your time.